بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Today's crimes in Gaza have shown legitimacy of resistance front and that it must be strengthened. March 20th, 2024. The art and power of the month of Ramadan is that through the spiritual breeze of fasting, worship, invocations, and supplications, it draws a person who is not neglectful and is on the path of righteousness and servitude toward enthusiasm and effort. The events in Gaza and the massacre of more than 30,000 women, children, the elderly, and the young in front of the eyes of the so-called civilized world is a demonstration of the oppression and darkness ruling the Western world despite its claims of advocating human rights. These events have shown that the presence of the resistance front in this region is one of the most vital issues, and this front, which was born from awakened consciences in order to confront the 70 years of oppression and occupation imposed by the Zionist criminals, must continue to be strengthened day by day. The strength of the resistance caused their calculations to go wrong. It has shown that not only is the U.S. unable to dominate the region, they cannot even maintain a presence there. They have no option but to leave the region.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
It has become clear that the Zionist regime is suffering a crisis, not only in terms of protecting itself, but also in terms of coming out of the crisis. Because by entering the war in Gaza, it has become stuck in a quagmire. Regardless of whether it comes out of Gaza or not, it will have failed. Wherever it is in the region, be it in Yemen, Iraq, Syria, or Lebanon, any measure that is taken by the fighting and brave resistance forces, the Americans will attribute it to Iran. This shows that the U.S. doesn't understand the people of the region and the brave, determined youth. This miscalculation will definitely bring the U.S. to its knees. In truth, it is the resistance groups themselves who make their decisions and take action, and they are in the right. We are on the side and the supporter of whoever becomes involved in this great human Islamic jihad of principles. And with the grace of God, we will achieve our objectives.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all.